The best way to wake up.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
We got to talking about your car weapon. What you keep just in case that emergency happens. Mm-hmm. There's a guy in Texas with the machete.
Yep, he kept it right on his seat. There was a little bit of an incident in a parking lot. He decided he should end it by using the machete on his opponent's car.
Okay. Well, that sounds like road rage. But my hatchet...
But was it justified?
My trunk hatchet is for legit, like, protection in case someone tries to stick me in my trunk. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pop out and get you. I'm not going to be a victim.
Just because it'll be too difficult otherwise to get it out? At any other point in time. Only if you stuff me in there. Then if I could just remember to which flap it's on.
That's correct. First of all, finding it. I'm not even sure. I was just, Kurt was asking me exactly where it was, and I'm like, I actually have to think
it's
about
in
that.
Here somewhere.
I know. I gotta dig around. Hopefully I have a little bit of time, but not too much time, so I don't suffocate. Yeah, there's some factors.
Well, and also you gotta get moving before the car does.
Yeah.
That's
a good point, Ken.
So you need to be able to find that thing quick.
Okay.
Pop open the trunk.
I need a practice run.
Your big pop out.
All right.
Like you're in a cake.
Yes.
And
hopefully I've stretched out before all this has happened.
There are a lot of things that need to go right for you to avoid your captor.
Yes. Otherwise, yes, I am a victim.
Am I in physical therapy now? Popped out of my trunk. It's not good. Okay. 2801025.
Oh, boy.
I empathize. Would not go well for me either. I'd probably just say, take me.
Yeah. So you don't have a weapon then?
No.
No.
Well, I told you, my scraper.
Well, the scraper, that's right.
Very sharp on one side.
You know, I was thinking
that little corner.
Mm-hmm. Even the bristles.
If you get somebody in just the right area,
yeah,
it could be quite annoying.
Okay, you don't have to stare at me menacingly as you do this.
No, I'm just explaining how it works.
Okay.
Gotcha.
2801025, and Rob in Des Moines here. What's the weapon, Rob?
My son is a little leaguer, and I help coach the team, so right away I'm reaching in the back, I'm grabbing a bat, and... Hopefully the target's big enough because I kind of suck at hitting, but hopefully I could make some contact. I'm kind of a better fielder, though.
Well, I'm sure you always have one, though. So it's handy. I remember when I coached, they were always.
Yes.
I never took the equipment out of the car except at practice or the game.
Right. I mean,
exactly. You know, I think I've probably got two back there, so I could probably double fist it too and double my odds.
Like just swinging both of them.
Yeah, you're gonna hit yourself. This is.
All right, thanks, Rob. You have a good day. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Bye. So this is Mike on the phone from Boone. So, Mike, what's your car weapon?
Flashlight.
A flashlight?
Okay. It's a maglite with 6 double D batteries.
Oh, hey, okay.
So it's heavy.
Yes.
And you blind them, and then you hit them on the head.
Oh, good. Good strategy.
Yeah, that's okay. And I assume you haven't had to use it yet.
No, I haven't. I would be in jail then.
This is self-defense. I mean, we're not really promoting violence or road rage.
No, but I do like the way you think.
I like the blinding first. That's what I need when I pop out of the trunk. I need flashlight, and then I, you know, can work my way up.
No, I know.
And then
I know.
Get the hatchet
The problem
going.
Is right now, you're doing it. She's actually acting it out as she's saying it, and you have the flashlight in your right hand.
Yeah.
Okay? You want the flashlight, you're right-handed. You want to be swinging that axe with your right hand.
Oh, this is why I need to practice.
Yeah, you do need to practice.
And forget the flashlight. Fireworks and shoot out.
Well, again, Mike, let us know if you ever have to use it, okay?
I'll let you bail me out.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Speaking of bats, Matt from Ankeny. Hey, Matt.
Hey. So I have a Hello Kitty T-ball bat. But I've also heard that you're not supposed to carry weapons in your trunk or you'll get in trouble, so I also have a Hello Kitty T-ball glove. So then I can say, no, officer, this is sporting equipment.
Yes, it is.
They made me.
Tweet us at Star 1025.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt
on Star 102.5.